Town of Lackawanna Clam to order on Wednesday, July 1st. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So move, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers 47842 to 47871, the general fund and ambulance fund of 1632.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried, all abstained, there's one of my employer in there. Approval of the minutes of the June 17th, 2015 regular town board meeting.
I read it, Mr. Chairman, I didn't see any inadequacies, so they all looked okay, so I will make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried, treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening, we are set to get about $7,800,000 in road aids very soon.
$78,000, not $100,000.
$78,000. That would be nice.
We're not that big.
We can pave all the roads.
We could pave the plant.
All the roads, yes, yes, well, nice try, I mean. I have not had a chance to call the banks yet, we had a CD that matured yesterday, and I think we decided that we're gonna renew that for short term. So, other than that, nothing too much happening in the regular account. And the end of the month stuff was not in yet, that doesn't get posted until tonight, so I don't have any interest or anything on there.
Right.
In the town accounts, we have $770,560.82, and in the ambulance, we have $409,004.04.
Okay, I'll make a motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried, approval of fire truck standby request for fireworks, July 4th, 2015. Chamber called, asked if we could have a fire truck there, Tom said it would be okay.
Yeah, I don't have no formal thing, but Tom says it's, between them, they always have.
Right.
Generally, we do this anyway, and I don't know if it comes to a town board or not, but...
This is the first year.
Yeah, it's the first year it's ever did, and I said, well...
So we're doing things formally now.
So they do it all the time, so...
That'd be no problem.
I have no problem with it.
For approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Approval of ambulance standby request for King of the Cage event, July 25th, 2015. They got everything?
We have everything, we got the check today, so everything's good.
I'll go for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion action, transfer station brush chipping, we were contacted by Kafka out of Mozenee. They can come up and chip our brush for us at the transfer station rather than burn it. And they said it's around $1,000 to do it, we don't have to do it yearly or every 2 years, just when we need it. So basically, it's a $500 to move in and $500 to do it.
And do they take it away, or do we keep it?
No, they take it away, that's part of it, they want it for, they sell the chips.
So just for clarification, in the past, we've actually hired somebody with man-hours?
Yeah, our road crew will go out there, they'll chip it, people come out, take the chips for free, some of it we burn, we still have the permit for the burn pad.
So in all actuality, if we were to compare it to...
You got...
Man-hours and the rest of it, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to make it come out, but this would be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
How many people have been taking the chips? I know we have, but...
They usually take them periodically, and they're gone every now and then.
Depends on if they're nice looking or not.
Well, exactly, and sometimes they're not.
Exactly.
Right, but is that going to disappoint some people?
We can still chip some if people want it. I mean, this'll just be every year, or every 2 years, or every three years, when we get backlog, they can come in and chip.
So it's an on-call thing?
Yeah.
If it's possible, you could probably open the dial at them and say, leave us a pile.
Yeah, blow it over there for 20 minutes.
Good stuff on that.
I would say that we ought to consider doing that.
Okay.
Fine. I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Discussion action, open road project bids. This time, we've got two bids, one from Garner Asphalt and one from Pitlick and Wick. Due to the fact that my employer is one of the bidders, I will be leaving the room. and leave it up to you guys.
Okay.
Don't take my stuff.
We're gonna mix it all up on.
Yeah.
This will be the. Okay, there's copies for. There's copies for everybody here.
It's chip sealing only on that. And those, and they're actually all kind of a little different.
So you have.
So what did we have for them for the roads?
All of the requirements are according to the.
Specs.
Specs of.
The specs were a little vague. They had.
So you have two variables, you have a 20 and a 21 foot wide?
Yeah, the, on east boundary. The request was for 20 feet, when I measured it at 21, so I just put both widths down.
So we requested 20, correct?
Yep.
So the 20 would be $66,825?
Yep.
What, where did you leave?
That's a.
Because the spec was requesting for 20.
There's, I've got different proposals in there because some of the specs were a little vague.
Oh, what are you looking at?
He's looking at this right here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but there's, I have one with.
That's not the same amount you just read off.
Right.
Nor is that.
Well, I see there's two different.
Yeah, there's, yeah, they're all pages are, all pages are actually a little different.
I see, so there was actually four different ones.
Yeah.
See, I thought they were just.
Copies, no, copies, no.
So the total is at 20 feet wide. Do we do each individual road, or is this a total process?
That's a total process, that's a total bid.
All of these are the total bid, but the specs differ?
Yes.
From one to the next?
Yes.
Which one, can you tell me which one matches our spec?
Well, he's got them both, he's got two prices, he's got one at 20.
Right, I understand that.
There was no, there was.
Why are they all different?
There was no spec for the oil, and there was no spec for the application of oil, so I.
But what I'm saying is, these are four different roads.
No, they're all, it's all the same, it's all the same road.
No, this is the whole.
That's the whole bid.
The whole chip seal project.
But I just.
But with different specs.
I just put in different specs because.
See, now this is this big, that.
That's what helped me a lot.
See, so.
Confusing things. This is kind of confusing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, part of the problem was that there was no spec for application rate. And so sometimes application rates on 3/8 stone is .4, and sometimes it's at .42.
I think I'm gonna wanna ask Francis before I would.
Well.
Go with any of these.
Why don't you open the competition, and then there should be one that matches. Hopefully, there'll be one that matches theirs.
This is the chip seal bid here.
From.
So there's a chip seal for east boundary, a chip seal for lower Sugar Bush, and a chip seal for Acorn Lane, correct?
Yes.
Right, but these, he didn't separate those, they're all included in this.
In that price.
But the specs are different for the oil and the oil application.
But it does say each road.
This one is at .5 gallons per square yard.
Okay, this is four.
And .43 gallons per square yard.
S2 emulsion.
.43?
.43.
Sure, good.
.43?
Yeah, so the closest one I'd have would be, I have one that's got a .42 for the 3/8 and a .47 for the 5/8.
That's this one.
And then does he spec the oil?
Does it say how wide? 20 or 21 feet?
He's just got a description of.
Does he spec?
On his boundary?
Does he spec the oil?
Do you know if the oil or not?
Did we get a certificate in the furnace? From the furnace?
It's on there.
I think it's supposed to come to the bid.
Brian's here, you recollect?
I can tell you by looking at it.
It wasn't me, but no.
I did the paving bid, but not the chip seal.
Oh, we got the, yeah.
This is the chip seal.
But it's supposed to be for the bid, yeah?
Chip the oil in the HFRS2 or CRS2?
CRS2? Okay. So then I have.
Because we just always.
The oil, either one of them are all the same. The only difference is if it would be a polymer and it's not.
Okay, so I have one with a polymer file too also. I can show you which one.
Can you tell us which one it is, please?
Oscar, please.
So the .5 gallons is for the base chip. And the .43 is for the pressure chip.
Portion of this bid?
Pritchard's answer for this one.
Oh, we need to add these together then. Because this is inclusive of all the chip seals. And acorn.
And foam.
Right. So we need to add those two together to be able to compare their total price to their total price.
This is the one that would be the .5, which is the one that's the most compatible. But I have, he has .5 gallons, I have .47, he has .43, I have .42, so a little bit less there. I have 37 gallons per square yard for the 5/8.7 gallons.
So we're not, in either case, we're not really comparing apples to apples.
There was no specification as to the spec and stuff. I do have a certificate of insurance, I don't know if I have one.
It didn't come with the bid?
So they're pretty close, those are the one he selected, the one we get.
I think it'd be really a benefit to us next time when we do a bid, if they have, the spec has to be. You know, it's that.
Yeah.
That's your one script.
Right.
I have that into this when I worked on the comments.
Yeah, we're all for that.
Yeah, Scott.
But it makes it easier on everybody.
Right, Scott's, I'm surprised Scott Construction's not here, but.
We don't do road work for the, I don't know, do you, Ginger?
I try not to.
I expected Scott to be here too, and sometimes they throw something a little different in there, so. There was a lot of different options, I didn't know which way to do it.
This is the one, but these differ from that.
Isn't the description for this?
Just what's, I mean, they may be, I have a little bit less oil.
Here's the bid request. Is his boundary?
Do you have Pitlick's total price?
No.
Do you have a calculator?
I can go get one.
Yeah, we just want to add these two together. Bob, yours is for both.
Oh, yeah, right, for all three roads, yes.
It's a combined.
Right.
So I need these totals added. I can do it, Mary.
I know, I can do it too.
I always call it trouble wherever I go.
So it's 6,500. $60,526.
I'm sitting there going, I'm looking at this, I'm going, oh, Christ. Scott's gonna be there and he's gonna throw in 3-2 or something, or whatever, or whatever.
This is the one he said.
I'm going, and I think they used to be,
It's still not the same.
Right, so I didn't know, so I'm going, I didn't expect it at all either, so.
But no, it's for the whole thing, but it's breaking these two out separate, right? This is for the whole project, all the roads.
All the roads.
All three. But he's just calling out East Belgrade because one of these is for 20 feet wide and one is for 20 wide.
When I measured the road, I measured 20 feet wide.
But it includes the other roads.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for a total bid for all the roads, basically.
And then Brian, yours is for the 20 foot, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so he is under Brian. $121.76. No, it is below.
$58.59.60. About difference.
No, it's not. Just another. So how does this work? You generally take the lower bid, however, the amount of stuff is a little bit different, as you know this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I generally can get it with the bid.
Well, normally we do. I'm just wondering if, it probably wouldn't really be fair to rebid it, but I'd really prefer to see a bid that's exact, apples to apples, and these aren't.
The problem I have is it's not described in here.
Right, it's not. That's our fault. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we're not comparing exact to exact.
From what I'm recognizing here, and you guys, I'll let you chime in here, is Pitlick and Wick is actually gonna put a little bit more product on.
Correct.
But it also is about $2,000 more expensive. I guess, I mean, this might be out of bounds, but is that amount of added material worth $2,000?
If you were on a township road, you'd probably say yes. I am.
Yeah, this is.
It amounts to, I'm at 47, he's at 50 gallons per square yard. It's 300ths of a gallon per square yard difference. How much is 300ths of a gallon? How many ounces is that spread over a square yard?
I think it's 400ths, right?
400ths, yeah, 400, yeah, 400ths, yeah.
So it comes to, I mean, if you just take, what is it, 2 miles?
Yeah.
So if you take 23,000 square yards times 0.04 gallons, the difference, $920 times $2 a gallon, $1,840.
So that's the difference.
That's the difference, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Well, it does concern me because that's what the question is here, is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Is the product the same? And that concerns me, that's why.
Right.
I really like bids to be so defined that there's no room.
For questions, right.
For questions, right.
Inaccuracies. I almost feel bad.
No.
Well, you're not alone. It's common.
Yes.
It's never happened to us before, though.
But it's really.
25 years that I've been here.
But I do believe that is my job, is to make sure that.
I would suggest.
That we're comparing apples to apples.
Right, I would suggest that you just table it and then ask somebody the difference that you trust, the difference between 0.37 and .47 and 0.5 gallons per square yard difference, and then make your decision after that.
Okay. And I don't think that's too out of the question either. I mean, the bids aren't gonna change. I'm not asking you to change.
No.
Right, right. Right, to rebid would not be fair, I don't think, after we've, after we've shared the.
But this is also public record, though, too.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean, this is.
Sure, yep.
Once I open the seal on these, this is not to be changed, and the clerk will so know.
Yep, yeah, so they're close. Just, you know, talk to somebody that you trust and find out
one has more product.
Right. But it's, but the amount of more product is pretty minimal. It's not, it's not.
It's pretty close though to the difference.
Right.
And we're talking.
In the price.
In the price, right.
Because your prices are very close to each other.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But what, you know, how much of a difference that product?
Table these and get advice from Francis Church here.
Go ahead, Brian. Can you read the total prices?
Yes.
Just the totals.
That was the one from Mark. No, it was the one who made the last one. No, it was the one, there was a line next to it there.
Yeah.
That one.
$58,512.
That's for 20 feet wide.
And then your, the total for Pivot and Richter is $60,521.76. That's about a $2,000 difference. Okay. I'm going to say all in favor. I'll second the motion.
Did you? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And we will do this. I mean, we're not going to waste any time on this.
All right.
I want it done.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Right. But we only have one.
We only have one bid.
Bid on that.
So maybe we don't have to open it then?
Yeah, we should still open it.
They got the paving bid. I think you should give me the chip seal.
Total bid is $154,775.25. That would be for East Fence Lake Road from County F into 40 foot north of Percy Lane. Total length 6,333 feet. It's 1.199 miles plus 25 feet into Percy Lane. So is that customary only to have one bid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll make a motion for approval.
Second. All in favor?
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And this is public document now. Okay, we'll come out of closed session or this matter, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Come back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Brian, like I said, is I want to start working on this. I don't know, I would think Francis has got to be in town, but I just want some advice.
Yep.
I mean, he was the town chairman here, and he knew a lot about roads, and I won't take
any
advice from that.
Okay.
We made a decision to that Pivot with the paving.
The chip seal.
However, the chip seal, the question is, there's two different levels of oil.
Come on. We didn't specify the
point
grade of the quantity, so,
yeah,
so there were differences.
It was basically to get proposals on different types. And
like, the next time we do a bid, I want to put in there for that in any other company, and then have this analysis instead of trying to make up the difference.
Yeah.
I know what a gallon of that's going to cost.
Yep.
I mean, the difference in the grade came out to the difference in the price.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Item number 12 then. Review for approval bartender's license applications for Randy Towney, Marlene Rush, Diane Williams, Paula Anderson, Barbara Summons, Angel Johnson, Anthony Austin, and George Roos.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead. The motion to approve. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have any input?
I did. There's one there that I should be kind of questioned on. That's the last.
This one here?
Yes.
Yep.
There's no fee. That's not the reason, though. The reason is a bit more.
There's several.
The record.
Busy.
Oh, sure. You can mail it here, it's okay.
Sure.
What was the purpose of it?
Getting a supervisor there. Carlos was very picky on the, his river.
Yeah, we put attention here.
She made me see.
I've never been in that position before, so I'm just asking the board. This is pretty brief.
I would.
Typically, if there are newer problems that were alcohol related, or if it's habitual, we have not granted the license.
And I got this, 28 of 34.
Yeah, it is related to his activity that he wants to do.
He can still.
He can still serve.
Without a license, but he has to be in direct line of sight of a licensed person.
Which means it probably.
Yeah.
Well, supervisor of what? They can move him to a different position.
Exactly.
I guess probably what really concerns me the most is if he was interested in that, he should have been before this board today.
They typically don't.
They typically don't. Sometimes they do, when, after they get.
There was no answer for that anyway.
Once they get the letter, he may be back.
All that does is serve to make more public the issues.
Sure.
We don't advocate that.
Yeah, no, it's for the name, that's all.
I know. Okay.
I guess.
I'll make a motion.
Were the other fire numbers out here?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn at 1:27.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion carried.